So we often give emphasis on externals, like how many people come for programs, how many books are distributed. So how can we understand that the internal growth is most important? See, again, we don't have to completely divorce the external and the internal. We have both kind of statements from our acharyas. Now, our previous acharyas have said, and Prabhupada would quote, that a Vaishnava is known by how many Vaishnavas they make. So the potency of a devotee is seen. If you're really exalted devotee, you should attract people and make them devotees. But then Prabhupada also said at other places that we are selling diamonds. You will never see a crowd outside a diamond shop. And Prabhupada said, one star, one moon is better than 1,000 stars. So Prabhupada did not really, Prabhupada would defend the fact that not many people will come by saying that we are offering a high quality. So both are there. Yes, a devotee will preach purely, and the devotee's preaching may attract a lot of people. But sometimes it may not happen like that. So there are so many factors involved which you just don't know. In our movement also, we may have some spiritual masters who have thousands of disciples. Some people may have few disciples, some may be very exalted but may not have any disciples. So it's just the number of disciples is not the necessary criteria by which you can say who's how spiritually advanced. We respect them, definitely. They are doing great service to Srila Prabhupada's mission. But the point is, we cannot just fixate only on the externals. At the same time, the externals are also important because we want to serve Krishna in this world. We want to serve Krishna by making a contribution in this world. Krishna descends, dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavam. He descends to establish dharma. And as his devotees, we want to assist him in establishing dharma. Now, what differentiated Prabhupada from many of his god brothers in the Gaudiya Math was that Prabhupada had that driving, burning conviction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said the holy name will be chanted in every town and village, and it is my responsibility to make that prophecy come true. So, we want results in this world also, but we want them to offer them to Krishna. So, if the results come, we'll offer them to Krishna. If the results don't come, in our endeavoring for the results, we have offered our consciousness to Krishna. And that itself is an important offering also. It's ideally how it works is the internal and the external are symbiotic. That I am so happy in bhakti that when I share bhakti with others, people see, oh, you're so happy. I want to know what makes you tick. And they also come. So, our inner joyfulness in bhakti attracts people to come to bhakti. And people's coming to bhakti externally also increases our conviction. Yes, Krishna is there, Krishna is helping me. And that increases our inner connection with Krishna, increases our inner joyfulness. So, the internal and external can be symbiotic. And that's how they should be ideally. But sometimes they can be exclusive. Sometimes external success can be a way for us to cover up our lack of inner success. And so I am not remembering Krishna. So during chanting, I don't look at how nicely I'm chanting. I look at who all else is sleeping. I point them out, point them out, point them out. But sometimes our external success, if it becomes a substitute for inner success, means I don't get any taste in bhakti. Therefore, I need taste somewhere. So I become the number one book distributor. And then people praise me. Then I feel I'm doing something worthwhile. So it's ultimately we have to see in the devotional activities how much am I getting satisfaction. We may not get ecstatic satisfaction, but at least some taste we are getting. So then ideally the external and internal should be symbiotic. And sometimes if the externals don't come, we needn't get discouraged. Because there's so many factors involved. She say, internally if I'm connected with Krishna, I'll be satisfied. There's a letter of Srila Prabhupada to one of his Mataji disciples. Now she had a lot of difficulty, a lot of reversals. And Prabhupada said, we don't get discouraged because we work on a different platform. We work on the platform of internally connecting with Krishna. So even if external results don't come, we don't get discouraged. But of course, we want the results and we strive for the results. And if they come, we are grateful. We offer them to Krishna. Thank you very much. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhaktavinda ki, Jai Gaura Premanandi.
कृष्ण
चतुर्पाद की जाए।